Okay, here we go. Let's finish Shas together. This learning is with you, the Nishmas Avi Moir of David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Mem in Brachos, and we pick it up at the two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishim Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Bar Shmuel says in Rabbi Chia, Ein habotzeh rashe lutzoa, ad sheyoviu melach o liftan lefnei kol echad ve'echad. So the person who is making the hamotzi is not allowed to make hamotzi until there is salt or dip on the table in front of each person so that they will be able to make to make the bracha. You should be able to eat the bread that had the bracha made on it in a very elevated and elegant fashion. The bread required salt or a dip. Rabbi Bar Shmuel Iklu Lebei Reish Galusa. Rabbi Bar Shmuel went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Afikule Rifta. They brought out bread for him. Ubatza Lehedya. And the same Rabbi Bar Shmuel just got finished saying that you need salt to eat it. So he himself went to the house of the Reish Galusa. They brought out bread, and he made the bracha and cut it right away without waiting for the salt. He's the one himself who said you need salt, and he cut the bread without waiting for the salt. Amrulei, they asked him, Hadar Mar Mishmat, hey, have you backed out of your opinion? Have you backed out of your teaching? You're backing out on your teaching that said that you have to have salt when you make hamotzi. Amar lahu, less dain sarach b'sheish. This bread in the house of the Reish Galusa was very wealthy, so the bread was very, very refined and a very elevated bread by itself. It did not need salt. And the word b'sheish in this case means delay. We don't need delay for the bread. We don't have to wait for the salt because the bread was a very high quality bread. And in Shulchan Aruch it says that nowadays one does not have to have salt when he eats bread because we have a high quality bread. However, Tosfos in the Ramaskal Havei, the top Tosfos here, writes that Bizman Hazeh we don't have to have bread because our bread is in Meshubach. That's what Tosfos writes. But he quotes Rabbi Menachem, was very medactic. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Menachem, who is very redacted to always have salt on the table. Why? He gives it a very interesting reason. Fascinating. I thought it was interesting for a little side point here. It says in the Medrash that there's a Medrash, which it's apparently no one knows where it is, but I've been one of those Medrashim that nobody knows where it is. So it says in the Medrash somewhere that when Klal Yisrael is sitting at the table and everybody washed, and you're just waiting for the person to make hamotzi. You're sitting there, your hands are tied. You can't learn Torah. You can't say nice things. You can't do anything. So the sutton's makatrig that you're sitting around there wasting time doing nothing. I used to dive in a show. He used to live in Passaic, down by Rabbi Yonatan Sachs. He once told the story from his great grandfather, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that they used to have two shtenders in the house. One shtender where he would learn from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, his great grandfather. One shtender where they would learn, and another shtender by the door. So that when he would leave, he had to go somewhere, he would take the sefer with him from the shtender of the house to the shtender of the door. So he would put the sefer down the shtender so he wouldn't waste a few seconds between the house and the door. He says, can you imagine they used to measure Bittul Torah in seconds, in matters of seconds. So apparently the Medrash, the bottom of the sifta quotes over here, the Medrash says that when we're sitting around waiting for the guy to come back from, so the Sultan's Mekatri, Klai Yisrael's wasting precious seconds, we're sitting there wasting seconds that nobody could talk, nobody could do anything. So having salt on the table defends us because there's a bris melach. The Torah says, "For Hashem's bris melach elokecha." So the covenant that Hashem has with the salt, the fact we'll have salt on the table somehow protects us from this. I don't exactly understand how the salt protects us, but that's beyond my pay grade. But I wanted to go further. So that's one reason. But there's another reason which is probably more familiar to us, and that's the shiboli haleket. Even though Tosfos writes, nowadays, you don't have to have salt. Our bread is a little more refined. You don't need salt. But in the Sefer Shiboli Halekhet writes that we know, the Gemara is going to say later on, that Shulchan is domo le mizbeach. Pasuk in Yecheskel says, HaMizbeach Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lufnei Hashem. Yecheskel calls HaShulchan Dom LaMizbeach. Shekshem Shamizbeach Mechaper. So just like the Mizbeach, when you brought Karbanos, it atones for sins. So too, your Shulchan's Mechaper. How is your Shulchan Mechaper? Because when a poor person comes to your table, you give him bread. So that's a kapara for you as well. So says the Shibole Aleka. That's also a Gemara later on, Daf Nun Hey. The Gemara later on. And by the Mizbeach, it says, I'll call Karbancha Takriv Melach. We know that every carbon needs salt. And therefore, you should have salt on our table as well. So there are many different reasons why you should have salt, even though technically speaking, the same reasons the Gemara for salt don't technically apply nowadays, according to many. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to have a number of medical pieces of advice here. We'll see from the doctors whether or not they are in fact true or not still nowadays, whether medical science. Omar Rava Bashmum Shemabichia Ein Meira Glaim Kolim Elabi Yeshiva. So apparently when you urinate sitting down, it's healthier because all the urine will get out of you when you're sitting, but when you're standing, it won't all come out. Amar Avgana Uva Afer Ticha. Why? Because you're afraid maybe something's going to spritz on you, so you don't go all the way. So Amar Rav Kahana Uva Afer Ticha. But if you're like around clay or dirt, Afilu Ba'amida, you're not worried. And then even if you're standing up, it'll be fine. V'ileka, I think there's just another statement of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Chia, right? Same rabbi. Sometimes they have it in the Gemara. What in the world is doing it? It's the same rabbi. Don't forget, the Gemara used to be oral, so sometimes they would group together teachings of the same Rebbe. V'ileka, afar tichoach, if there isn't afar tichoach there, yamon b'makum gavoh v'yashn l'makum medron, stand on a high place and urinate to a lower place so it's not going to spritz on you, you're not worried, you can let it all out. You see the way medical advice has changed over the years. After you should eat some salt. Yeah, that's going to be healthy for you. Eat some salt. That's what they thought in the times of the Gemara. After all you're drinking, drink water. That's healthy. If you have these two practices, you're going to be saved from illness. This will save you from being injured. Tiny idach. Ochal kol machal v'lo ochal melach. If you ate any food without salt, shasa kol mashkin v'lo shasa mayim. If you didn't drink water, bayom yidag min reach hapeh. You should be nervous about this bad odor from the mouth. Uvalayla yidag min pe askara. Ooh, boy. We should be afraid you're going to have this sickness called askara, which would start in the stomach, moved to the lungs, then moved to the throat, and would strangle people. Was very, very dangerous illness that they used to have. So you need to eat your food with salt. It shouldn't be like totally bland, and have a drink a lot of water. The doctors still say one out of the two still survives today. The doctors still say drinking a lot of water all day. Here we go. I got my water. It's very healthy. Right? Eight cups of water a day. The doctors
That's what
say.
Oscar is
right. Strangles it strangles you.
Ascaris could be ascaris, which is a worm that was common in Egypt.
Okay.
It starts in the stomach, works your way to the lungs. So yeah. You ever put salt on a worm when you were a kid?
So salt can help the ascaris. Good, okay.
That's
good.
One thing.
Okay, good. Tanur Rabbanan. Hamikba achilaso b'mayim, a person who drowns his food in a lot of water, or meaning he drinks a lot of water after he eats, eino baladei choli me'ayim. Saves you from indigestion. The kama, Rav Chista, ketone lapas, a certain measurement of water for a certain measurement of bread. Amar Rav Mariam Rav Yochan, haragil ba'adashim achas l'shloshim yom, a person who eats lentils at least once every 30 days. Monea askar amisoch beso. That's another way to get rid of this illness called askar, which apparently was pretty prevalent in the times of the Gemara. Avol kol yom alo, but don't eat too much of it every day, my timer. It's bad for that burping or bad odor from the mouth. Mustard once every 30 days. You prevent illness. But don't eat mustard every day. My time causes your heart to weaken. If you eat small fish, it saves indigestion. It's good for, they say fish oil. No, they say fish oils are good. V'lo od, elish adagim ketanim, mafrin umarbin. Also eating small fish cause you to be able to have children. It helps the sperm or whatever. It helps that it helps you to have kids. Umavrin kol gufa shel adam, and also is very, very healthy for your whole body. Amar v'cham v'chanina haragil b'ketzach, a person who normally eats fennel. It's a type of seed. Others say it's fennel, which is from the carrot family. I never knew what it was till yesterday. Haragil b'ketzach, but apparently it's the people who cook, they know what fennel is. Eino bali dei ke'ev lev, so it saves from heartburn. Meisi v'erushim gamliel omer. Ketzach echad mishishim samani hamavasu v'hayashin lemizrach garno damo barosho. It's dangerous. And if you sleep to the east of your granary, at the time they're gathering the ketzach, the wind is going to blow the whiff to you, and it's going to be very, very bad for you. It says lo kasha ha berecho ha betamo. The smell apparently damages, but the taste is okay. Ime the Rabbi Yirmiya, as long as you don't taste it. When you're eating it, just hold your nose when you're eating it. Ime the Rabbi Yirmiya, that's exactly what they did. Afile rifta, he would bake bread, his mom would bake him bread. Umedabkole umekalfale. So the ketzach, he would attach the ketzach to the bread just so it would get the taste, but then she would peel it off so that when he was eating it, he wouldn't smell it. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, on vegetables, you don't make a bar pri ha'adama, you have to make a more specified bracha of bar b'nei d'sha'im. Now, we didn't really do this at the time of the Mishnah, I didn't really understand this, honestly. But now, to this morning, I went over it again, and I think there's a big machlokas in the Achronim, exactly what I didn't understand. It turns out it's a big machlokas in the Achronim. When Rabbi Yehuda says on vegetables make bar b'nei d'sha'im, but did Rabbi Yehuda still admit that you would make bar pri adama on other things that grow from the ground? That's the pashim pshat. That's why he says you need a more specified bracha for vegetables, but let's say on legumes or beans, he would agree you'd make a bar pri adama. Just he held on things that the whole fruit, the whole vegetable, something like a potato or something that you're eating the entire thing, like a tomato or a potato. Which is more like a grass, on that you would make Lora Mine Deshayim. So it says the Gemara. Amar Rav Zeir of Itamar Chinner Bar Papa, Ein Alach Rabbi Yehuda. No, we make Ha'adam on everything. You don't need to specify in these types of vegetables that you make a Bar Mine Deshayim. We don't follow that position. Now, the Rishonim ask over here, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why do you have to tell me that? Don't we know there's a rule, Yochan V'Rab Alach Kerabim? So it's because of the next line of the Gemara, which is a beautiful line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vam Rabbi Zeir." It's so funny. Rabbi Zeir says, we don't follow his opinion. And then Rabbi Zeir goes to tell you what his logic is. So Pnei Yeshua says, that's why we have to say we don't follow him, because if you wouldn't have had that, he's telling you what a beautiful logic he has, you would have thought, even though it's Yachin Rabbi Lachrab, you would follow his opinion. So let's see, Rabbi Zeir, Vitei Rechin Rab, my time to Rabbi, why do you have to have this specified bracha for a different type of thing that grows from the ground? Amar Kra, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Pasuk in Tehillim says, you have to bless Hashem each day differently. Yom Yom. On Shabbos, you bless Hashem different than Yontif, and you bless Hashem different than the weekday. Whatever happens that day, you have to bless Hashem based on what happens that day. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So in a similar vein, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't just say Bar Pri Adam on all the things that grow from the ground. You have to have a more specified bracha for different things that grow from the ground in a different way. Is to teach you, you got to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the nature of that day. So each type, that's what hinted me off that I didn't have the right pshat the first time, that his pshat is that on certain types of vegetables that are like grass, in the sense that the whole vegetable is what you eat and nothing remains, so then you make hadam. But other things that grow like on a stalk, right, Jack, and the beanstalk, remember that? So to something that grows on a stalk, he would agree. That's what the Ramban says. Most Rishonim say he would agree you make ha'adama on the other things. It's just this type of vegetable that's fully consumed, so you make a bar minei d'sha'im. Fine. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Yitir Rechin Bar Papa, Bor Eish Lo Kmidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Adam. Beautiful Gemara. And we're going to have another Daf Yomi coincidence. I believe what it's like to say. Dafyomi coincidence. So lo kamin es hakadosh baruch hu miyaspos adam. So spiritual things don't work the same as physical things. Midas baser v'dam kli reikon machzik male enu machzik. When it comes to physical things, you have an empty vessel, you can put something in it. But a full vessel, you can't put anything in it. But when it comes to spiritual things, it's not like that. Unbelievable. Such a Musar Haskel here. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Male Machzik. The more you have, the more you can contain. The more Torah you learn, the more spiritual you get, the more Torah you can learn. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. It's unbelievable. The higher level of ruchnis you get, the more Torah you can learn. Reikon eino machzik. But if you don't learn, then you can't learn. If you don't try, because you learn a little bit, you get siyata d'shmaya, you become more spiritual, you can learn even more. Shneamar, this past week's parsha, that's the only coincidence, Vayomer, Im shamoa tishma. What's the double language? Im shamoa, if you hear some of Hashem's words, tishma, you're going to hear more. Im shamoa, if you train yourself when you're young to love learning and to want to learn and even if you train yourself, even though you're not into learning, you say, I'm not shaykh to this, I'm not shaykh to the daf yomi, I'm not shaykh to the learning, I can't do this every day, I can't do it. And you're right. In that stage, you can't. But when you jump in and you try to do it, you put your effort in, you'll see that you'll get siyata d'shmaya to be able to do it. The more you do, the more you can do. That's the way learning works. Unbelievable. The more you learn, the more you can learn. You think, I'm not shaykh to this, I can't understand this, I can't do this. The more you learn, the more you can learn. Unbelievable. Mishamoa, tishma, vimlav, lo tishma. Davar acher, another pshat, if you chazar, here we go. Davar acher, im shamoa b'yashin. If you chazar over that which you already know, you'll always find a new chiddush in it. You'll always find a new idea. Im shamoa b'yashin, tishma b'chadosh. If you review, you'll find yourself finding new explanations and new ideas. V'im yifne levavcha, but if you leave your learning and don't stick with it, shuv lo tishma. Brand new Mishnah. Zakti Mishnah. Birech al peres ha'ilin bar pi adama. Let's say by accident. Let's say by accident on a fruit you made a bar pi adama. Yotza your yotze. Ve'al peres ha'aretz bar pi ha'etz. If you make on... If on a vegetable... You make a bar per eitz, lo yatsa. Obvious reason is because the tree comes from the ground also. but the ground doesn't come from the tree. Val kulam, on everything, im amar shahakal yabidvaro, yatsa. On everything, if you make a shahakal, you're yotze. Zok de helagi gemara, man tana de ikar ilan arihi. Who's the author of the Mishnah that says that we view a tree as fundamental to the ground, and therefore, b'di'eved, if you make a bar pri adama on something that grows from a tree, is okay. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda's fascinating opinion. This none. We learned in a Mishnah Bikurim. So, there is a halacha by Bikurim that you have to not only bring your first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, you also have to say a parsha. Arami over Davi, Vayerim, Mitzvah, Yerushim, Vayerim, Vayerim, the whole story there in Pashas. What's the last pasuk you say? Va'atahine vesias rachis priha adama asher nasata li Hashem. I brought the peros from my adama. Says the Mishnah over there, Yavei Shamayan v'niktas ha'ilan. Let's say this fruit that you brought was growing in a field that had to be watered. The rainwater wasn't enough. And it had a stream. And that's the only way it produced fruit was because the stream. Now, the stream dried up. Or, you got the fruit from a tree, and the tree fell down. So this land can no longer produce for you fruit. So can you say the parsha on this fruit? Can you say, Ha'adam asher nasata li Hashem? Can you see those words? So, Yavi Shemayim Se'ilad, so Tanakhama says, Mevi ve'ino kori. Sorry, this land can no longer produce for you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, the stream is no longer, and the tree is no longer, but the land is still there. Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe the Kori, even though it's true that the tree is no longer there, but this land has the potential to produce a tree. So just like Rabbi Yehuda holds over there that the land can produce a tree, so too over here he holds that b'di'eved on a fruit, if you said Bara Pri Adama, you yotze. Mr. Thummim doesn't buy it, but we'll have to talk about it after.
I'm wondering, because it's the past tense. So if I...
Nasata.
...already
had... Va'ata, now, hinei vesis reishis Pri Adama asher nasata. Okay, this is... Okay. He's good kasha. He's asking good kasha. It's in the past. Good kasha. Very nice question. I don't know. Let's continue. But al peres ha'ilon, you can't make a hadama, on a vegetable, you can't make... I'm sorry, al peres ha'aretz, right. On a vegetable, you can't say bara pri eitz b'di'eved, right? This is halacha l'maisa, gentlemen, right? If by accident you made a bara pri hadama on a fruit, you're yotze. But if by accident you made a bara pri eitz on a vegetable, you are not yotze. Pshita. Says, well, isn't that obvious? I mean, a vegetable doesn't grow on a tree. How in the world it's lying? How in the world... What's the havmin alone? It's chela Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar. Chita min ilanhi. Oh, no, we need this for Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that wheat is called a tree. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda holds wheat is called a tree? From the Eitz Hadas in Gan Eden. The Sanyol is in a Brisa. What was the tree that Adam Arishon ate from? Ilan Shachem and Adam Arishon, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Geffen Haya. It must have been a vine. Shein lecha davish maybe yulala ala adam ela yayin. What brings a person to do bad stuff and to cry? Wine. So the tree that caused all of mankind to cry for people who died, because death wouldn't have happened to the world had it not happened. Shenemar vayeshmin ayayin vayishkar. You see from Noach, he went from an ish tzaddik to an ish adama. He planted a vineyard. Drinking is no good. Especially in this shul. Vayeshmin ayayin vayishkar, right, Rabbi Willing Sr., very against drinking. Okay, vayeshmin ayayin vayishkar. Sorry to ruin everybody's party, but Rabbi Nechemiah Omer. So you see, all bad comes from the world from wine. Okay, so that's why the Eitz Hadas must have been wine. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, no, it was figs. Teina Haisa. How do we know? Shebedavar sheniskaklu boniskinu. That's why the Torah says Shneimar vayispiru alei teina. They wore fig leaves afterwards. So the thing that they messed up in, Hashem always provides makdim refuah lamaka. So they got fixed from their nakedness after they ate from the Eitz Hadas with fig leaves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chita haisa. No, the tree was wheat. Sheinatina kedelikros abba v'ima achitam tam dola. Because the baby doesn't know how to talk until it eats. Until a baby is old enough to eat bread. That's what gives the baby wisdom, to be able to speak. So you see that wheat gives you wisdom. And it's called an Eitz Hadas. So that's the Havamina. Rabbi Yehuda thought that wheat is called tree, and therefore you might have thought that b'di'eved on a hadama you could make a bar priya eitz. Sagadat the chamina hol b'am Rabbi Yehuda chita min ilanu liver chalei bar priya eitz. You might have thought b'di'eved bar priya eitz works kamash malan heich the mafina bar priya eitz heich the chishakas liyaperi isa legavs of hadamapit. When can you make a bar priya eitz? That's only if the branch and the tree is still left there after you pluck the fruit off the tree. Then you can make a bar priya eitz. Aval heicha. But in the case of where, when you take off the fruit, the tree, the plant dies, like a vegetable, everything it works. We learned. Ravuna says, b'di'evet shahakol does not work on bread and wine. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu pas v'yayin. That's the way we paskin. But the Eved, even on bread and wine, Shahakal works. Name a Katanayim, let's say this is like a Macholkas Tanayim. Ra'a pas, guy sees bread. V'amar kama noa pasu, baruch hamakom sheb ra'a. How beautiful is this piece of bread. Blessed is Hashem who created it. Yatsa! Yosei the bracha. Ra'a te'en of amar kama noa te'en azu, baruch hamakom sheb ra'a, yatsa. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Kol Mishanim Beish Tavu Chachamim Brachos. Lo Yotzi Dechavasi. You got to say the right bracha. You're not Yotzi with this general language. Neima, let us say. Oh, Rav Huna the Amar Ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Ki Rabbi Meir. Sounds like that should be the same achlokas about Shahakal. Says the Gemara, no. These are two, not the same thing. Amalach Rav Huna. Ana da Amre Afilu L'Rabbi Meir. Says Rav Huna, no. What I hold, that bread and wine, you are not Yotze Shahakal. I could even agree to Rav Meir, who said that this general language works. Ad kamal kam Rav Meir hasam elahecha dukam matkish mei de pas. At least you mentioned bread. Avalecha delo kam matkish mei de pas. But just saying Shahakal ni'abidvaro, when you don't mention the bread, I feel the Rav Meir mode, it would not work. And the other way around also, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, about Lachanad Amr Afil Rabbi Yossi. I can even agree, I who said that Shahakal works, I can even agree to Rabbi Yossi who said that the general language doesn't work. I can look at Rabbi Yossi, Hasam, Ella, Mishum, Dekarab, Bracha, Delo, Takina, Rabbana. You made up your own bracha. That's why it doesn't work. Which is at least a legit text of a bracha that the Chachamim said. Takini Rabbanon. I feel Rav Yossi Mo that it would work. Says the Gemara. Binyamin Raya. Binyamin the shepherd. Karach Rifta. V'omar Brich Mare Dehai Pita. When he ate bread, he said, blessed is the master of this bread. Amar Rav Yotza. Rav said he's Yotze. Asks the Gemara. Amar Rav, Kol Bracha Shem Baskaras Hashem. Ain't a bracha. You don't say Hashem's name, it's not a bracha. The Gemara answers, you're right. Amar Brich Rachman Amar Badai Pita. He said, blessed is Hashem, the master of this bread. I've eaten Shalosh Brachos. Right? He said that for benching. Ask the Gemara. Don't you need three brachos for benching? The Gemara says, you're right. My Yotze the Amar Rav. Nami, Yotze Yidei Bracha Rishona. You Yotze the first bracha. Says the Gemara. My Kamashwan, Avagav de Amra Beloshon Chol. Even though he said it in English, he said it in his vernacular, and he didn't say it in Hebrew, you Yotze. We learned this already, Taninu. We learned it in the Mishnah, in Sota. Eilu Nebar B'chol Lashon. The following things you Yotze in saying in any language. Pasha Sota, the Pasha that you had to say when the Kohen was making the woman swear that she was clean. Ovidui Meiser, right? Biarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, I gave all the Meisers. He's saying the third and the sixth year. Ukriya Shema, you Yotzi saying Shema in English. Utfila, you have David in English. Ubirkas HaMazon. So what's the Chiddush? This is more Itzra. No, Sagadai Dechamina, Hani Mili, Da'amar Rabbaloshan Chol, Kodesh. You might have thought, when are you Yotze in English if you say it word for word the same way it's in Hebrew? But if you don't say word for word in English the same way it's in Hebrew, Kamash Malon, Rav teaches us that even if you just use these simple words, you are Yotze. And the Rambam paskins like Rav. Unbelievable. The Rambam, I didn't know we paskin this way. I didn't really have a chance to look it up. The Rambam paskins like Rav. Brachos pek Allah chavav, pasak Rav. That even if you change the language of the bracha, you yotze. Nevertheless, he says, l'chatchila, you should not do that. Obviously, l'chatchila, you should use the language. However, the Rashba writes, no. Even l'chatchila, you're allowed to change it as long as you mention Hashem's name. Wow. Fascinating dispute. Okay. Let's continue. Gufa. We learned previously. Amar Rav, Kol Bracha Shein Vaskar Sashem Eina Bracha. We had this machlovis earlier on. Daf Yud Aleph, I believe. Yud or Yud Aleph. Any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name is not a bracha. Remember? Rav Yochanan Amar, what else do you need? Not just Hashem's name, you also need? Don't mess with Shrek. Rav Yochanan Amar, Kol Bracha She'ein B'Malchus Ein HaBracha. It's not enough to have Hashem's name. You need Elokeinu Melech HaOlam is not a legit bracha. Amar Rabbi Kavase de Rav Mistavra. Rav makes more sense. The Sanya. Lo Avarti Mitzosecha V'lo Shachachti. Lo Avarti Milavarchecha. V'lo shachachti milahaskir shimcha alav. V'ilu malchus lo katani. Says Gemara, no, Rabbi Yochanan will answer you, no. Tani, you should add into the Braisa. V'lo shachachti milahaskir shimcha umalchuscha alav. Okay, you got to say malchus also. Continues the Mishnah. On fish and eggs and stuff that doesn't grow from the ground, you say shahakol ala chometz vinegar. Val hanovlos, fruit that got old from the sun or the heat, got a little messed up. Val govai, kosher grasshoppers. Omer shahakol niya bedvaro. Rabbi Huda, Omer kol shu min klala in mevarchim alav. Rabbi Huda says, no. Anything that's like a cursed thing, that's a bad thing, you don't make a bracha at all. So you don't make a bracha on, at least on these three things. These are not good things. Hayol fun of minim harbe. Got a lot of different fruit. Rabbi Huda, Omer. Imish b'nei min shiva. If you have something from the shiva's haminim. Olavu mevarch. Make that bracha. First, Chacham Omrim, Bevarach al-Ezim b'nen Shayirtze. No. Chaviv, whatever is beloved to you, comes before the Shivas Haminim. Tana Rabbanon. Al-Davar She'en Gidulim in Arts, Kegon, Basar, Behem, Achayas, Ofos, Dagim, Omer, Shakal, Nebidvaro. On the fish and meat, you make a Shah, on birds, and you make a Shahakal. Al-Acholav, Al-Abetzim, Al-Agvina, milk, eggs, cheese, Omer, Shahakal. Al-Apas, She'ipsha, bread that like spoil a little bit, Al-Ayayin, Shehikrim, wine that began to ferment, Val Tavshil Shibir Tsuraso, also fermented. Omer Shahakol. Ala Melach Val Azamis, salt and salt water. Ala Kmei and Epitrios, mushrooms. Omer Shahakol. Says more. Lameba de Kmei and Epitrios, Laugduli Kaku. Mushrooms don't grow from the ground. Val Tanya. Hanodim in Paris Arts. A person makes a nether to not eat anything that grows from the ground. Also in Paris Arts. A mutter de Kmei and Epitrios, your mutter. But if you say, Vimama, I'll call Gidule Kaku, Alai. Also, Apa Kmei and Epitrios. You're also on mushrooms. Rabbi, Mirba Rabu Me'ara, they grow from the ground, but they don't get their sustenance. Minke lo yanke me'ara, they do grow from the ground, but they're not sustained from the ground. And that's why you make a shahakol. So you're right. If you make a neder on something that grows from the ground, you can't eat mushrooms. But if you that still doesn't mean, as far as the bracha is concerned, you don't make a bar pri adama, you make a shahakol. Asks the Gemara, v'hal davar she'en gidulim in aretz ketani, you're right, we have the wrong gears at tani. It should say that something that doesn't get its sustenance from the ground, you make a shahakol. Fe'al hanovlos, on these bad fruit, so you make a shahakol. My novlos, Rabbi Lachanomar Boshlei Kamra. Some say it's dried out fruit. V'chad, now dried out fruit is a luxury. I wonder if that's a shayla, but it means fruit that's dried out and it's not so good anymore. Chad Amar Tamre Dezika, no fruit that the wind blew off the tree. Tanan, and therefore it's not going to be so good anymore. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shum in Klala in Mevarchnala. Bishlam Man Amar Boshlim Kamra. I understand that it's dried out. Han Karle Min Klala. That's why it's bad. El Man Amar Tamre Dezika, it fell off the tree from the wind. My Min Klala. What's so bad about it? Answers the Gemara. You're right. Asha Ara. It's going on the other cases in the Mishnah, but the Novelos really aren't so bad. Ikadam, we know. Bishlam Man Amar Boshlim Kamra. I understand you say that it's dried out. I get why you make a shakal. And the blow off the wind. Shakal, why are you telling me shakal? Bar priates me, Willy Bruche. You should make that they're not ruined. You should make a bar priates. Ella, novlos, stama. Stumar says, kulamalo pligi. Regular, novlos. Everyone agrees. It means the boshle kamrin. It must be that they mean the dried out bad ones. Keep pligi, the novlos tomorrow. When you use the language of novelos of dates, the snan, hakal and sheb demai. The rabbis were lenient in terms of purchasing demai stuff that you're not sure the trumas demai is taken off from amma aretz. Hashitin va'arimin va'uzderin benos shuach benos shikma v'gufin v'nitzba v'novelos tamara. Right, novelos tamara. What are each of these things? Shisan v'arachana arav yochanan min te'enim. It's a type of wild figs. Rimin kande, type of pomegranate. Uzderin Tolshe. What's Tolshe? Type of fruit that has a very hairy fruit. Maybe it's a lychee. I don't know. Benos Shuach, Amarabba Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Te'ene Chivrsa. white figs. Benos shikma, Amar Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan, duvle, another type of fig. Gufnin, it's a type of vine. Shilche gufne, it's like the wines, the winter grapes that are found on the wine even in the winter. Nitzpa, pircha, we had that before, that's a tzlaf. Novlos tamara, Rabbi Zerich. In this case, here's where we have the machlokas. Chanamar, boshle kamer, one of them says the dried out dates. The chanamar, tamri dezeka, dates that fell off the tree. Bishlam of the Madaron, boshle kamer. I understand according to Pin that says that it's the dried out ones, Hanetuk Tani, Hakal and Shema Demai. That's why we're lenient when it comes to Demai. Sveikon, who the Pater Havadoin Chayev. Ellis, because if it's a Suffolk, you're exempt. But if it's Vadai, if you know for sure that it wasn't taken off, so you say you got to be Mafresh. El Manorah Tamri Dezeka, Vadon Chayev. If it blew off the tree, you Chayev Hefker in it. It's Hefker. Blew off the tree, it's Hefker. So it shouldn't be Chayev and Meiser at all. No, you collected all the hefker fruits and made them into a pile. You can make them chayv and maaser. Even though those things are normally leket, the individual, the stuff that you, that's left over in the field, and the individual grains and the peah, the stuff from the corner. Shason gorn. If you, even though they're supposed to be left for the poor person, but then if you collected them and put them into a pile, huk ba'ulim maaser. Just one more line. They become chayv and maaser. Ika da amri, there are those who say, Bishlam lamanda amri tamri de zeka. If you say that if the wind blew them off, hainu da hacha, karile novlos stama, vahasam karile novlos tamara. Elamanda amri boshle kamra. So they should be called the same thing. Nisne idividi novlos tamra, o idividi novlos stama. Kasha. The Gemara says, you're right, that's a kasha. Okay, we'll pick this up from here tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.